Okay, the Moisai, today's shir is Daf Samach Tes. And we'll start from the bottom of Samach Ches Amid Beis, a few lines from the bottom of the Amid. The Gemara told us on Samach Ches Amid Aleph that if any person who is a posel, and we had a lengthy list of all of these psulim, if you'd like to go back to Samach Ches Amid Aleph, about two-thirds down the Amud is a braisa which lists a whole bunch of very distinguished individuals. Gufa bentes shonim v'yoyim echad, ger amoini u'mayavi, a mitzri ve'adoimi, kusi, nosin, cholol u'mamzer, all of these wonderful people. If any one of them, ba'u al-kehenes, levia v'yisraelis, here it says, poslon, on the Bach says, pisolua. Pisolua means they passel the young lady, whether she's a kehenes, a bas koyin, whether she's a bas lady, whether she's a bas Yisrael, in all cases she becomes posel likahuna. What does that mean, posel likahuna? Number one, it means that they cannot go and marry a koyin, and number two, that they are not allowed to eat truma. That's the din of any one of these. Gemara refers to them as psulim. So now, how do I know that? That if a young lady were to go and live with one of these, how do I know that they become disqualified from eating truma and from marrying a kohen? See, Mara brought two psukim yesterday from yesterday's parsha. What were the two psukim? One pasuk says, "Uvas kohen kisia liish zor, he bisruma sakodeshem loisoicha." Now, although the pasuk pshat in the pasuk is that if a bas koyin marries an ishzor, meaning a Yisrael or a Levi, from that point on she's disqualified from eating truma as long as the marriage lasts and as long as she has no children. Nevertheless, the Gemara learns that bas koyin kisili ishzor is referring to a zor who's one of these distinguished psulim that we just enumerated on the Amud Aleph, that if she were to go and marry one of these guys, she can no longer eat truma permanently. That was the first drasha.
But the 9-year-old could be Jewish. What happens? It doesn't say here.
I'm sorry, once again, could you repeat
that? The 9-year-old boy,
yes,
can be Jewish.
In fact, most of these are Jewish. You have the case of the Mamzer, certainly he's a Jewish Mamzer, and the Amoni Mayavi Mitzvah Doimi, the assumption is that they are Gerim. The Lashon of the Brice is Ger. Ger Amoni Mayavi Mitzvah Doimi. So they have been the Geir, have converted to Judaism. Kusi, of course, is always a machloikis, whether it's Geri Aroyas or Geri Emes. A cholol is a full-fledged Jew, just unfortunately he was born lepsule kahuna. So we're not suggesting non-Jews, we're going to talk about non-Jews in another moment. The Gemara says, however, that this posik l'choira only tells us about those isurim which are chayovi lavin, where kedushin is toifes, where the kedushin is effective. How do I know? Because it says in the pasuk, "Uvas koyin ki sihiya." Sihiya means that there is a havaya. Havaya means that there is the existence of a relationship. It says Yimar, but how do I know about, for instance, as Bill was just asking a moment ago, what about a goy or an eved that lives with a bas Yisrael? And that the Gemara addressed here on the bottom of Samach Ches Amid Beis. If you go to five lines from the bottom of the Amid, six lines, Ihochi, Oyvid Kichom the Eved Lifsalu. What happens if a young lady marries, and that's when we say young lady, Bas Koyin, Bas Levi, Bas Yisrael, marries an Oyvid Kichom, a goy, or an Eved, I would think Loy Lifsalu. They shouldn't passel her from Kahuna from marrying a Koyin subsequently, or eating Truma. Zokti Yomar, why not? Because there is not a la b'nei havaya ninu. They are not capable of having a tfisas kedushin. Rashi says that the Gemara could have added not only an oivik chob ve'eved, but even any chayove krisis where there is no tfisas kedushin. So they should not go and passel her from eating truma or marrying to kahuna. And for the Gemara, you're right. We're not going to learn it from that first pasuk. We're going to learn it from a second pasuk. Hanach pasim Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Yishmael. Minayim v'yavik chob ve'eved, b'shom ba'al basi, so ba'al kehen. Tenis Levia Sheh Pasluah. How do I know if a goy or an eved lives with a Jewish lady, a Bas Yisrael, Koyhenis, Levia? How do I know? Pasl Shenem, it says in the Pasik. Uvas Koyin Kisiyah Almana Ugrusha Vizera Einla. Darsh in the Gemara. Mishi Yeshli Almonis Vigerishin Bah. Yotzu Ayvikachov. The eved Sheinle Almonis Vigerishin Bah. The Gemara says that where is there a din legabe that they can go and return and eat? Now the poshib shat in this posik is when you have a bas koyin who was married to a Yisrael during that period of time that they were married for a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, as long as they're married, the bas koyin cannot eat truma. However, what happens if chas v'shalom that marriage terminates? Why does it terminate? Either kisiyah almana, the husband passes away. Ugrusha, the husband gave her a get. From this point on, she is now back a single. Question is, can she now revert to the good old days and eat truma? Says the Pasuk, if Zera Engla, if she has no children from that Yisra, then Vishav al Beis Avia Kinurao, she can return to her father's home. Milechem Avia Toichel, now she can go and eat truma once again. That's the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk. However, the Gemara says, since the Pasuk refers to Vaskoyin Kisi Almanu Grusha, it's got to be Dafke Baskoyin that Shiyesh Almanus Vigerishin Ba, meaning that the previous marriage was effective. Please put all of yourselves on mute. That there has to be that the previous marriage was effective, so that now she's an Almanu Ugrusha. But what happens if you have a Bas Koyin, or for that matter, Bas Levi, Bas Yisrael, go and marry a Goy or an Eved? That's not an effective marriage, and therefore when that Goy dies, or that Goy gives her a get, gives her a divorce, they don't become an Almana Ugrusha. They were never married to him in the first place. They were just having perhaps a good time. Maybe they weren't having a good time, but they certainly weren't married in holy matrimony, because Kiddushin is not Chal by the Eved and the Oyved Kechav. By them, the halacha is that zera einla, they return back to the fold and they can continue eating. She reverts to be able to eat from truma. That what? That they stare her, that they go and disqualify her from eating truma forever and ever. So now I have two psukim. The pasuk of the zar uvaskoyin kisili ish zar that tells us the gabe a regular chayove lavin, and now this new pasuk amonas v'gerishin ba tells us even on chayove krisis that across the board, if a baskoyin goes and marries any one of these people, she becomes pasul from now on to eat truma as well as to marry a koyin. Freitimar ashkechon koyhenes. The pasuk talks about a baskoyin. And you keep on telling me, it's not only Canis, but even a Levia and the Israelis. Me, Nolan, how do I know that if they were to go and marry a Oivik Achovim or an Eved, that they also become disqualified from ever marrying a Koyin subsequently or ever eating Truma? Me, Nolan, how do I know? So, Timorki, Omer Rav, Abba, Omer Rav, like we had yesterday in the Gemara, it said in the Pasuk, Bas, Ubas, Hachinami bas ubas. What does the Gemara mean? Because the pasuk says here, uvas koyin. See, so look at the last two lines of the Amud Beis. Uvas koyin kisi almanu grusha. What do I need uvas koyin? It could have said bas koyin kisi almanu grusha. So I have an extra vav. That extra vav comes to tell you not only the bas koyin, but and a bas levi or a bas yisra. So tomorrow, oh, Kiman Kirbakiva. So you're telling me that this price and this halacha, l'chayr goes like Rabbi Kiva. The Dorish Vavi, because Rabbi Kiva used to darshan all the Vavin. Just like we have Rabbi Kiva used to darshan all of the Essen, he also darshans all the Vavin. Oh, so you're telling me this goes only according to Rabbi Kiva? No, the Gemara says, now fill the Rabban and go according to Rabban as well. If you don't mind, then you just close the door. Thank you. It can go according to Rabban as well. It says uvas. So Timur kula uvas kro yaseiruhu. The whole, although the Gemara uses the word kra, we don't mean the whole pasuk. We mean the words uvas koyin. Those words are ibrik. Ibrik means that they are unnecessary. Why are they unnecessary? Because since the previous pasuk is talking about uvas koyin kisiyah le'izor, he bistrumas hakadoshim lo yisaychel. Then the next pasuk could continue on v'chi sihiye alman ugrusha. We know we're talking about a bas koyin because the pasuk says uvas koyin ki sihi izar. And now what happened uvas koyin ki sihi alman ugrusha? Take care of bas koyin v'chi sihiye alman ugrusha. If this young bas koyin who was married to an izar, if that marriage terminates, what's the din? If there are no children, v'shavu beizamir kinuram. So what do we need a bas koyin once again? Ah, so therefore the words bas koyin is kriyaseru. So even the rabbanon would agree it's not only bas koyin but also bas lady and a bas yisra. Frank Timor ve'ema mishi eish le'amonas v'gerushin ba ki les le'zera ka'achla ki is le'zera loy achla mishi ein le'amonas v'gerushin ba avagav the is le'zera nami teichul. What's the Gemara asking? What the Gemara is asking is that how have I darshan the pasuk until now? I've darshan the pasuk to institute a chumrah. That when do I say that a bas koyin is able to go and eat in truma? Once again, if her normal legal husband, a kosher Yisrael who married her legally and effectively, if that husband passes away, v'zera ein lo, and there are no children, unfortunately, what's it in v'shova b'sevi kinurah? Then she reverts to be able to eat from the truma de beinasha, the truma of her father's home, because she's a bas koyin, so she can go back and eat that truma. However, what happens if she doesn't have almonus v'gerishin ba, because she lived with a goy or an eved or another bal krisis, a person a chayavi krisis? So what would be the din then? Oh, then she does not return home to be able to eat the truma, because unfortunately she became posel forever and ever. That was the drasha. Says Yimon, let's go and darshan lekula and say punk fakert and say bas koyin ki si almanu grusha, when she lived with a kosher husband and everything was great. If there are no children, then she can revert and eat the truma de beinasha. On the other hand, if she had children, then she's not allowed to return to eat the truma de beinasha because she has children who are Yisraelim. That's the halacha. But now let's go and say, but if she were to go and marry someone with whom she has no almonus the gerishin ba, meaning if she married a goy or an eved, maybe even if zera yeishla, even if she has children from that goy or that eved, nevertheless, v'shovel beisami kinara, she can go and continue eating. She reverts back to eating from truma. What would be the svara for this kula? The svara would be nothing happened. Although she was living with this goy and with this eved for 5 years or 10 years, halachically it was meaningless vis-a-vis kiddushin or nisuin. Yes, she was oifer nisuin, no question about it. However, legabi the halacha of disqualifying her from being able to go and eat truma, I never married this apostle. We were living together, but we never had kiddushin or nisuin. So perhaps in that case, even if she were to have kids, Rashi says, especially if it happens to be the children of a goy or an eved, we've had drushes before, im hachamor, amadoyim lachamor, says Rashi, kubehema ba'alma choshev, that children that she has, yes, it's offspring, yeah, but it's not considered to be halachic offspring. And so therefore, maybe she can go and eat, even if she lived with a goy all of these years.
Yeah, in Mem and Beis, we learned that the hachosa, that a goy or eved that lives with a Yisrael, that the blood is kosher.
Okay, but it's
so, something that even that helps it.
Is that according to Rabbi Akiva? Is that according to Rabbi Akiva also? And I have a question about that also vis-a-vis the question
of the blood. Even if she's a ashesish, the blood is kosher. It's right. Not a mamzer from a goy.
Right. So that's
some sense that would say here also it helped this.
It would help it beautifully.
Yeah.
Yes, yeshakoyach. Yes, what would you like to ask?
So Rabbi Kiva says that Kedushin is not tosin v'chayv lavin, and
right.
Now we're saying...
We're going to talk about Rabbi Kiva in a moment. Just wait another three lines, we're going to get to Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara, v'eim mi sheyesh le amonas v'gerishin ba, ki les le zera. Mi sheyesh le, meaning a regular, normal marriage where there is amonas v'gerishin ba, ki les le zera, when there are no children, ka'achl, and then she's able to go and eat. Ki is le zera, if there are children, le'achl, then she cannot revert to her childhood days and start eating a truma again. She can't, because she has, Baruch Hashem, children who are Yisraelim. However, if she were to live with a goy or with an eved, where there is no amonas v'gerishin, even though there are children, perhaps nami teichol, she should be able to eat. So use the same drasha, but instead of lechumra, learn it le kula. The Taptoises points out Taima to bechol duchta lechumra makshinen v'achaparech the nakit the nakish lekula. Very strange that normally the Gemara says if I have the opportunity to go and darshan lechumra lekula, if it's a diraisa, I goes lechumra. And here the Gemara is asking we should go lekula. Tosis doesn't give an answer, but the Gemara gives an answer to this kasha. Why don't I darshan it the other way? Says Gemara, Kasim Kain, Rebuya Levi of Yisraelis Lamali, that I wouldn't need to have a ribuy for the Levi and Yisraelis. Remember, our Gemara said either from the vav of Uvas, according to Rabbi Kiva, or according to Rabbanim, the Kula Ubas Koyin is Kroyaseiru. Ah, so it comes to add Levi of Yisraelis. So what am I going to go and say? That not only a bas koyin that lived together with a goy, say if she has children, say if she doesn't have children, what's the din? She can go and eat from the truma de bein asher. And now you're telling me leviv yisraelis also v'shteitzach madach a bas koyin who has so much kedusha because she's from the shevet hakuna that even though she lives with a goy all these years, she can go and eat truma once again. If you were to so learn that even with children she can go back and revert and eat from Truma and marry Kehanim, then certainly a Baslevi and Bas Yisrael that don't have their own inherent Kedusha. The only Kedusha that they have is if they were to marry a Kohen. So certainly that they should be able to go and revert and eat from Truma. I wouldn't need to have a Limud. The fact that I have Uvas Kohen to tell you that I'm marble, the Israelis, Muzduch Zan, that I'm adding these two for purposes of a Chumra and not for purposes of a Kula. So now we get to Barry's question. Barry asks, what about Rabbi Kiva? The Omer ain't kedushin toys b'chayah v'la'avim. So according to him, umay kisiyah li'izor. When we said the pasuk kisiyah li'izor, that there is havaya of kedushin because it's chayah v'la'avim. And that's why by Evan and Oivik Chovim, I need a special pasuk. According to Rabbi Kiva, he doesn't learn kisiyah that there is havaya. There's no havaya of kedushin li'izor because even a chayah v'la'avim ain't kedushin toifsim. So how do you have to define the words kisiyah? Ki tiboil. When they live together, doesn't mean a havaya in terms of halachic kosher kedushin, but rather kisiyah li'izor if she were to go and marry and have bia with an izor. Which means any chiyuve lavin, and therefore even chiyuve kares. There's no difference between isuri lavin and isuri kares. If there's no havaya kedushin, according to Rabbi Kiva, they're all in the same category. So, what do I even need the second pasuk for? The whole reason why we started off today, I need two psukim, is one to tell you about if the bas koyin, or bas levi, bas yisrael, lived with an isuri lavin, and then I have a second pasuk to tell you about isuri kares, including the oivik echovin and the Evid. But according to Rabbi Kiva, they're all in the same basket. I don't need two psukim. Every Gemara almana lahachmir aleh ugrusha lahokil aleh. An almana to teach you a chumra, and by a grusha to teach you a kula. Now the chumra and the kula that we're talking about is the fact that the Torah says that when can the young lady eat when she goes back home after the marriage terminated, after she becomes an almana ugrusha. It's only if zera if there are no children. However, if there are children, she cannot continue to go and eat. So says the Gemara, each one of those, the Zera Einla or the Zera Yeshla, could be a Chumra or a Kula, as the Gemara explains. Utzricha. What do I need both Almana Ugrusha for? Let it just say that they're no longer married. The Ashmin and Almana would only say Almana who the Chiles lo Zera Achla. I can understand why if this Bas Koyin was married to Yisrael and the Yisrael unfortunately passed away and now she's an Almana and there are no children she can eat. Why Mishim the Chazi the Kuhuna? This Almana is able to marry every single Koyin in the world with the exception of the Koyin Gadol. But every other Kohen Hedjit, she can go and marry. No problem. But Grusha Doi Chaz the Kohuna, Grusha is now disqualified from marrying any Kohen, even a Kohen in South Africa or in the North Pole. She can't marry any Kohen because she's a Grusha. Eima Ava Gavda Les Lazera, even though there are no Kindalach. Loyachla, I would think, even though she's a Bas Kohen, and she's returning to her parents' home, she cannot eat because she cannot live with a Kohen. She's Nebucha Grusha. And that's why the Pasuk has to tell you, if Zera ain la, even though she's a Grusha, she can go and eat Truma. V'yashmin and Grusha would only say Grusha. Grusha who? Dechi is lo Zera, loy achla. Mishun d'li chazi l'kuna. If we'd only say Grusha in the Pasuk and not Almana, I would say, a Grusha is allowed to eat when there is no Zera. But Isla Zera, if she had children, Leachla. You know why? Mishum Lichazi Lekuna, because the Grusha has two strikes against her. Number one, she's a Grusha, and therefore she cannot marry any Kohanim. And number two, she has Zera from the original Yisrael, and therefore she cannot go and eat Truma going forward. Aval Almana de Chazlekuna, by an Almana who can marry every Kohen except for the Kohen Gadol, Eim Aval Gav the Isla Zera, even if she does have children, Nami Teichel, maybe she could go and eat from Truma de Beinasha after her husband Nebuch passed away. Tzricha, that's why you have to have both. The case of the Almana, Lahachmir Aleha. Lahachmir Aleha means that if Isla Zera, if she has children, she unfortunately cannot eat. And Grusha Lahachmir Aleha, that even though she is disqualified from marrying any Kohen, even not only Kohen Gadol, but every Kohen Hedjed, because she's Nebuch HaGrusha, nevertheless, if less Lo Zera, she's able to go and eat from Truma once again. Frank the Gemara, now that we've established, based on the Psukim, that if a Bas Kohen, or for that matter, Bas Yisrael or Bas Levi, marry a posel, any one of those people that we enumerated on the Omid Aleph, the Ema Nibula Lipsula includes Af Machzik Grushasai. After all, if we're trying to go and enumerate a full list of all those that are psulimla, why don't we go and talk about a machzik grushasei? What means a machzik grushasei? That any lady that was previously married, and then after that she got divorced, and then after that she married someone else, that marriage unfortunately also did not last, and now she goes back to her original husband, where the Torah says, Layuchal Bala Rishon Loshav Lakhta Lios Loyli Isha Akre Asha Hutama, that a former husband cannot take back his former wife if she married in between to someone else. Oh, so that's also an Isra Kedushin. So maybe that should also passel. So if I have a Bas Kohen, Bas Levi, Bas Yisra, who unfortunately married now a second time to the original husband, and in between they married somebody else, well, that's an isur to go and live with that husband. Should go and passel her from eating truma.
I'm sorry, what circumstances is this?
For the first time.
I'm sorry?
For the first time she will be passel because she's a
she passel to go and marry a kohen, but she's allowed to eat truma if she's a bas kohen. Bas Kohen, her father, her grandfather, great-grandfather, till Ahar and a Kohen, they were all Kehanim. So therefore, Alt Bas Kohen, she's allowed to eat. What happens? She goes and marries Yisrael. Temporarily, her heter to eat is suspended. If Chas HaShom, this marriage ends because she becomes an Almana or Grusha, and there are no children, she's able to go and eat Truma once again. What happens if she was a Grusha, in fact, and then she married somebody else, and then that marriage did not last, and she married once again her first husband? That's also, you're not allowed to. That's what we call Machzik Grushasim. What happens if she did that nevertheless? I would think that she should be entitled, she and her husband, entitled to be one of these wonderful list of people that would passel her from being able to eat Truma. Says our Gemara, no, she can eat truma. Why? The Gemara is going to address that in a moment.
But if she's divorced by her kohen husband, even if she doesn't marry somebody else in the interim, it's a law for her husband to take her back without even. So you don't even need machzor gushasa.
Why do you have to talk about this as a kohen? Why do you,
no. I'm talking about
a bas kohen.
A bas kohen truma beinasha. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now her husband. I'm asking the question now. Her husband divorces her.
Right.
She doesn't marry anybody else. And then illegally he marries her again.
What? Because did she marry somebody else in between?
No. I mean,
and he's allowed to go marry.
No, she's a grusha.
If he is a kohen,
I'm talking about.
Okay, so you want to talk about a halacha of a kohen marrying a grusha?
Right.
If a kohen marries a grusha, would she be able to go and eat? And the answer is no, because she becomes nischalula. Since she becomes a chalola, chalola is not allowed to eat. And that was one of the guys that we mentioned chalola.
Right.
He's talking about the man as a chalola. Here's a chalola, and she would not be able to eat truma.
So when she, I want to get the facts clear.
Sure.
When she's a bas kohen.
Yes.
And she's divorced by her husband,
right.
A kohen.
It doesn't have to be a
coin. No, but I want to ask about it. Because a coin can't marry a grusha, and she doesn't marry anybody else in the interim. Her first husband, the coin, takes her back illegally.
Right.
Does she become a chalala?
She becomes a chalala.
Okay, you answer my question.
And she's not able to eat any truma after that.
Okay.
Yes, you have a question.
I'm good, thank you.
You're good. Okay, so once you become better and better, so let's continue on. So, freighting mori yetznochamo. The aim and nivel of psula av machzuk shosai. And the gemara, since the limud that we had is from the pasuk, uvas koyin kisil the ish zor, le zor amrachmanam ish zor etzlamei kara. That's going to be a real total stranger. Fukihai, this young lady, if she remarried her original husband, she's not a Zara Somikara. She's known him for the last 10 years, 20 years, whatever number of years that they were married. So it's not a Zara Mikara. And therefore, yes, she can continue eating Truma Devenash. Mikara who? Freaky Mori Haki, Cholo de Lav Zorhu. The Bach takes out the word Mikara. A Cholo who's not a Zor, Loy Livsoil. Why should he go and pasul? Now, what does the Gemara mean that a cholol is lav zorhu? Says Rashi, even though we learned in the pasuk yesterday very, very clearly, both by a kohen hedget and by a kohen gadol, isha zoyne v'chalol lo yikachu, v'isha gerusha me'isha lo yikachu, and then we have a gabi kohen gadol very similarly, v'hu isha v'slea yikach, almanu gerusha v'chalol zoynes eile lo yikach, you're now going to go marry a chalola. That's a kohen marrying a chalola. What about a cholol marrying a bas kohen? All of these halachas that we have at the beginning of the parasha is emel kahanim b'nei aharin. Says Rashi, b'nei aharin v'loi b'noi saharin. These halachas apply to the men folk and not to the lady folk. And if that's the case, so a bas kohen is allowed to go and marry a cholol. But we said in the Braisa that it parcels her from being able to go and eat truma, as well as going and marrying subsequently a kohen. Frey Demora, why? He's not a zor, meaning there is no isur chasinatum with a chol and a bas kohen, and certainly not with a bas levi, a bas yisrael. So loy lifsoil, it shouldn't parcel. Omikro lo yichal zar bi'amov, makish zaroi loy. Mahu poisel avzare nami poisel. What does Igmar mean to say? Mahu poisel. Poisel is referring to the koyin godoil, because the pasuk v'leichal zara ba'amav specifically is in the koyin godoil arena in the beginning of the parasha. So mahu poisel, just like he pasels the koyin godoil living together with the almana, causes there to be a psul. What is the psul? That there is a cholol who's born. So therefore that Chasana makes him pasul. Avzari nami poisul. His son who's born. That cholol also pasuls. Who does it pasul? If somebody marries a cholol, then that lady, by definition, even if it's not a bas kohen, but anybody, they become pasul from eating truma d'meinash. Why don't we say that this din applies not only if there is a bia, but even if they have just erusin? Now, this question of the Gemara, says Rashi, doesn't apply only to a cholol, but applies across the board to all of the psulim. If you remember, the beginning of the Braisa said, if you have a ben tisha yom shanim, v'yom echad, ger amoini, blah, 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 sheba'u al kohenes levi of Yisraelish. Sheba'u means that there was bia. Who says you have to have bia? Especially since the pasuk used the expression of kisia, maybe just the Erisin alone should go and pasul them from kehuna going forward. They mishasavaya. You have a question?
Yes, a 10-year-old, a 9-year-old cannot do Erisin. It's not legally. It's not legally effective. The fact
you're right. The Bryce is referring to 9-year-old, and the reason why the Bryce is referring to 9-year-old is because that was explaining the Mishnah of yesterday of Samach Zayin and Beis Ben Teshan V'Yemechad. But put that aside.
Okay.
Let's talk about a 13-year-old Ger Amoinim Yavi Mitzvah Doimi Kusi. All of these wonderful guys that are Gedolim. What happens if they were to go and give Erisin from that Brice? It's Mashma. Nothing happens. It's only Bia. So Frey Timura, why is it only Bia? Why don't they go and say that already from the moment of Erisin? If he gives a ring, if he gives her a star, boom, the halacha should apply that they become disqualified from now on forever and ever from eating truma de Magnasha or from going and marrying a kohen. Same thing as we had before. Just like a kohen gadol balmana, it only asks if there is bia. Af hainam bebiya. Now, how do I know by kohen gadol ba'almana it's only bebiya? So Rashi says very simply, the whole raya that we're saying that the child becomes a cholol is because there's a child. You cannot have a child if there's only erusin. By definition, there's only going to be a cholol. He's only going to basel if there happens to be zera, which means v'liyachal zaroi kishiyeh zera. And muzach zayin that there was beer. If there was only erusin, if there was only a ring, it would be very miraculous that there would be
conception.
Exactly. As do me to kohen gadol ba'almana, my kohen gadol ba'almana, the beer av hainami bebias, any one of these that we enumerate in the braisa, the ger amoni me'avi, mitzri, adoimi, mamzer, all of these guys is bebia. Frank Demovna, ima ad ika havaya ubia. Maybe you have to have both stages, the erisin number one, and bia number two, and only after that would any one of these guys go and disqualify the bas kohen bas levi bas Yisrael. Just like by a kohen gadol ba'almana, bia is enough to go and pasul. Same thing is over here, bia is enough. How do I know that by a kohen gadol ba'almana, bia is enough to pasul? Maybe talk over there, there was erusin as well. So Tosis asked this kasha. If you look at the third Tosis, fourth Tosis in the middle of the Yomid, kohen gadol ba'almana, skip two lines. V'yam toimer he gove min olon, d'lo be in entirety. Maybe you have to have taka both. Ayin sham in Tosis. With this, we can now put a two dots because we've now finished explaining the first mandiyomer of the braisa that we started yesterday. Now, that braisa also had two other mandiyomer. We had Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And about both of them, Rashi said, the Gemara mefarish lekamon. And now we are going to be mefarish lekamon. We are now there. What did Rabbi Yossi say in the braisa? Rabbi Yossi oimer, kosher zare posel, posel. Kosher in zare posel. When do I go and say that if one of the psulim which we enumerated, one of these distinguished individuals, Ager, Amoini, Mayavi, Adoimi, Mitzri, Cholol, Mamzer, all of these wonderful guys, when do I say that they go and pasul, that she, the Baskoyin, Baslevi, Basisrov, from now on cannot eat truma and cannot go and marry Kohanim? Koshazare pasul. If the child of this pasul is also pasul, then pasul. But if one of these guys, their children are not psulim, then they don't pasul. What does that mean? What are we referring to? My ikabintanakam lebiyosi. Can you tell me what does that mean? Om Rabbi Yochanan, very simple. Mitzri sheni vadoi misheni ikabinayu. What does that mean? As we know, by a mitzri, it says in the pasuk, by a doimi and a mitzri, lo yisayev adoimi ki achichuhu. Lo yisayev mitzri ki ger hoyisa ba'artzoi. Shtei vayit in the pasuk. Bonim ashi yevold lehem dor shlishi yovi lehem bekal Hashem. The third generation of gerim, of mitzris and adoimis, those are allowed to go mad, but not the first two generations. First two generations are not allowed to. Ah, so what happens if you have a mitzri sheni who lives with a Jewish girl? Paskoyim, baslevi, bas Yisrael. Aha. Now, what happens, the child of that mitzvah, let's say they have a child, that child will be mutter to go into the ranks of Klal Yisrael. Bonim ashi yevold lehem dor shlishi, yovlem mekal Hashem.
A daughter of such a union would be able to marry a kohen, she'd be a kosher?
Exactly, that's what I'm going to say. Kosher zarei posel, posel. If you were talking, for instance, the Gabi Amamzer, or you're talking about Amayni or Mayavi, all those were zarei posel until 1,000 generations, forever and ever, then poison. Because she ain't zari posel, here in the case of mitzvah shema, don't be shiny. Since their zera doesn't become posel, their zera is a normal kosher Jew, no, then therefore they would not posel if one of them were to marry bas koyin, bas levi, bas Yisrael, would not posel min atruma or min hakuna. Ushneim lo namdua el mi koyin gadol balmana. How did they learn it? Meaning both the Tanakama. Our Tanakama doesn't distinguish between a mitzri, rishon, sheni, or shlishi. As far as he's concerned, they all pasul. Masha Enken Rabbi Yossi says only the mitzri rishon, but the mitzri sheni doesn't pasul. How does he know? Mikoyim gadol ba'alman. Tanakama says, Mikoyim gadol ba'alman, no, she be osi ba'aveira u'poisel. Just like a kohen gadol ba'almana, the bia is an aveira, as we know. He's not allowed to marry an almana. U'poisel, as a result of that bia, he pasels her from ever eating again from Truma de Beinasha and from going and marrying a koi. Afainami poisel. So this guy as well, be also ba'aveira, a mitzri sheni, a mitzri, or a doimi sheni, is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl, so be ba'aveira. Sure. So the the lady becomes posel. Rabbi Yosi Sober ki koin gadol, ma koin gadol she zarei posel u poisel by an almanu koin gadol, the child is going to be a cholol, and therefore that cholol would be posel the kahuna, posel from eating truma, etc. U poisel, and he also passels if this cholol marries a Jewish girl, she becomes psula from eating Trumid ben Asher, Afkol Shezari Posel, Poisel, Lafuki Mitzri Shaini, Dein Zari Posel, Dixit, like it said in the Posel, Yvonne, which you have the Shlishi, Yavlahame Kalash. So that's what Rabbi Yossi comes to add, that he wants to take off the list the Mitzri Shaini and the Adoy Mishaini. But now we have Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says something very similar. Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Kosha ata noise bite ata noise almanose, Kosh I ata noise bite ata noise almanose. Right, you my Ikabinu, you see, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Both of them are talking about the children. Rabbi Yossi was talking about any Zera. What was the Lashon of Rabbi Yossi again? Kosha Zari posel poisel. Here, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Kosha noise bite ata noise. So it's also the children, but not all the children, just the bita. So my ikam in Yosef Reb Shimon Gamliel, Amr Ula, ger amoyne miyavi ikam in ayu. Oh, you have a ger amoyne miyavi. What happens if a ger amoyne miyavi were to live with a bas koyin, bas levi or bas yisrael, and they have a tochteru, they have a daughter. What would be the status of that daughter? That daughter would be able to live with a yisrael and marry yisrael. Why? She comes from Amoyne Miyavi. Because we have a famous drasha, Le'yove Amoyne Miyavi B'kal Hashem, Amoyne V'loi Amoynes, Miyavi V'loi Miyavis. So if that Amoyne Miyavi were to go and marry a Jewish girl, and they have a daughter, that daughter would be able to go and marry any Jew. Ah, and therefore, that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel comes to tell you. That if, in fact, a Amoyni or Me'avi lives with a Jewish girl, does not passel. You know why they don't passel? Because if they were to have a daughter, that daughter wouldn't be passel too. So therefore the father, the Amoyni Me'avi, also do not passel the lady that they married. So Ula Gir Amoyni Me'avi, Ikabin Ay Ushtem Lom Dua, El Mikoyin Godel, Bialmana. Rabbi Yossi Sava, Ma Koyin Godel, Bialmana, Shizari Passel, Upoisel. When you have a Koyin Godel marrying Almana, there is Zera that becomes possible. Which Zera becomes possible? The Cholol, the child that is born to them, is possible. A Cholol, Upoisel. And if that Cholol lives together with a Baskoyin, Basle, Maestral, passels them from Kuna and from Trula. Afko Shizari Passel, Poisel. Same thing applies when all of the Zera is possible. What means all of the Zera is possible? That since the Gavi, the case of, here he's learning kosher Zarei, any one of the Zarei possibles, possible. So therefore, if you have an Amoyni Miyavi, since if they go and marry a Baskoi, Baslei, Baisrael, and they have a boy, that boy is possible. So therefore, they themselves passel the wife that they marry, that she becomes now also the kahuna and the truma. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Sabah, Ma Koyin Gadol the Almana, she calls Zarei Posel, anybody that he's going to give birth to, in other words, the Koyin Gadol Almana, whether they give birth to a boy or to a girl, they're both Nischalalu, he's a Cholol and she's a Chalola, she calls Zarei Posel, Upaisel, Af, she calls Zarei Posel, Upaisel, Afuke Amoyne Miyavi. The ankles are impossible. It's not everybody. It's only the boys that would be born. The Amamar, I'm waiting for the Amoynis Miyavli Miyav. Since if they were to have a daughter, she would not be a psula. She'd be able to go marry Gantz Klai Yisrael. So therefore, if an Amoynis Miyavli were to live with a Jewish girl, regardless of Baskoyim, Baslei, Baisrael, they would not pasul min ha-kahuna and not min ha-trula. So bottom line is, we have a three-way machloikis, according to the Tanakam of this price, any Amoyni or Meyavi, or any Mitzri Vadoimi, if they were to marry a Baskoyin, Baslei, Bas Yisrael, go and disqualify the lady from eating Truma and from marrying Kehanim in the future. However, Rabbi Yossi says, no, this does not apply to a Mitzri Sheini and a Doimi Sheini. According to Shem Galil, it doesn't apply to an Amoyni or to a Meyavi. Assuming that there are no questions, we go on to the next Mishnah.
Does Rishon Gamliel agree to Rabbi Yossi then about the Mitzri Sheini and Domi Sheini?
So
he's simply adding kul. So he's saying I agree with Rabbi Yossi and I'm extending it further. Is that the direction?
Yes, that's
thank
that's,
you. Thank
yes,
you.
I think that's exactly the way it works.
A Cohen, is it reversible if he marries somebody who doesn't have? He cannot marry. Okay.
If a Kohen marries someone he's not allowed to marry.
Then he divorces, can he become Kohen back again? And he...
If a Kohen, for instance, marries a Grusha,
right,
which of course is prohibited, as long as he is married to her, he's not allowed to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, he becomes disqualified. But as soon as he gives her a get, and according to one Gemara, as soon as he swears, I'm going to give her a get and get rid of her, from that point on, he is reinstated. So by the man, it's not a permanent defect or disqualification. By the lady, unfortunately, she becomes permanently disqualified from eating truma and from marrying a kohen.
By living with her after she becomes a chalala, he doesn't become, as it were, ricocheted and become a chalal now? Because he's now living, he's married to her for a year or two.
Marrying a chalal is not worse than marrying a grusha, or marrying a kohen gadol, marrying an amana. All of these are just isuri kuna. During the period of time that they're married,
the service obtains, afterward it ends.
Exactly.
But he messes up his descendants.
No. If he has children,
if they have children, they become chalal and chalal. Correct.
Forever and ever.
Is everybody happy with the air? Are you cold at all? Are you comfortable with me?
If it makes the magid shir comfortable, it makes the shir.
Okay, let's go back to Zok the Mishnah. Until now, you have a question?
No.
Okay, you're good, right?
Yeah.
You're good, you're going to be better and better. Okay, on to the next Mishnah. Until now, we spoke about marriage. If you had a bas koyin, bas levi, bas yisrael, marrying any one of those psulim. What happens if ho'oynis v'hamafatim? And here we're not talking about necessarily psulim. We're talking about a regular Yisrael that was ma'anes or mafata. Ma'anes means to go and violate a bas koyin. Or mafata lived with her consensually. So let's give shoita just for a moment. Lo'y poisel v'lo'y ma'achilin. The whole din that we were talking about until now was if you're talking about through kiddushin. For instance, you have a bas koyin who marries a regular Yisrael. A wonderful young man, she's a wonderful young lady, it's a marriage made in heaven, they got married. By the fact that she's a bas koyin who married a Yisrael, for the time being she cannot eat truma. If they have children, she'll never be able to go and eat truma. If she doesn't have children, the marriage ends, she'll be able to revert and eat truma once again. That's all if we're talking about marriage. What happens if there was no marriage? You had a Yisrael who was ma'anes or mafata, the young lady. Let's assume a Yisrael that was mafata, a bas koyin. What's the din now? Loy poislin. Although what they did was not proper and not appropriate, but he didn't in any way, shape, or form establish balus. They didn't become husband and wife, and therefore loy poislin. He would not go and passel her from eating truma. And the other way around. What happens if the ma'anis or the mafata happens to be a kohen, and he goes and lives together with a bas Yisrael, but not with the benefit of marriage, but just he was ma'anis or he was mafata? Loi machilin. The fact that she was now temporarily under the jurisdiction of this kohen, that's kodesh. Since they didn't get married, she can continue to eat. If she was a bas koyin, she continued eating, and if she was a bas Yisrael, she cannot start eating just because she had a one-nighter with a koyin.
It's not a bia equivalent of kinyan kaspo then.
Fine, exactly.
Why not? Do you have to say before, I'm doing this bia to kinyan kaspo, or?
If the purpose of the bia was for marriage and they become now married, that's what the apostle tells us. Uvas koyin kisihiyah. The Ishzar, when she becomes now belongs to the Ishzar, she becomes the Mrs. Zar, then he bestrumas a kodeshim leisaycha, then she cannot eat truma. But if she doesn't become the Mrs. Zar, she just had a one-nighter with the Zar, or for that matter even 20 nights, but they never got married, she doesn't become a Mrs. Zar, therefore there's no din of poislin or machin. Now, we have the din, the same thing of a shoita. Shoita means nebuchu, someone who's deranged, and he went and married a young lady. That marriage is considered to be totally meaningless because, unfortunately, lav bar deyaninu, he's like a cotton that has absolutely no das, and so therefore he has no kinyan. So it's like oinav mafata. They live together. Yeah, there was a living together, but there was no issues. Leipoyisav leimachid. Now the mission continues on. V'im einan ruuyin lovoy biYisrael. If the man that lived together with the lady was not your regular, normal Yisrael or normal kohen, but he was one of the Einan Ru'uin Lovei B'Yisrael, he was one of the Psulim, Hare Elu Poislin. That would disqualify, that would go and pasul the lady from Kahuna and from Truma. Now, L'choira, wasn't that the Mishnah that we had yesterday? That's what we've been talking about for the last half hour.
No Havaya, though. This is informal.
Okay, so here we're talking about also that they got married. We'll talk about that in a moment. Anyway, the Gemara already yesterday asked that question. The Gemara said, didn't we already talk about the Psula Kahuna? What did the Gemara say? One case is talking about Psulim the Kol generally, and the other case is talking about Psula Kahuna. It was the Gemara yesterday.
Yeah. Well, we didn't learn it yet, so we couldn't know that.
Those that didn't, but those that have learned it, Baruch Hashem, know that that's what the Gemara answered. This is the Ration, this is Sefer, this is talking about Psula Kahuna, and this is talking about Psulim generally. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, Ketzad. So now we're going to have a whole bunch of cases in the Mishnah, all very straightforward. You just have to focus on the details. Yisrael, in the side it says, Hara Yisrael, Shebo al Bas Koin. You had a Yisrael Shebo al Bas Koin. The last Rashi in the bottom says, Ba'oines oi bepitui shaloi l'shein kiddush. Also, we're trying to illustrate the oinus and mafata halacha that we had at the beginning of the Mishnah. So Yisrael, that lived with a bas koyin, without the benefit of kiddushin, toichu b'truma. Since she's a bas koyin, she continues eating truma. The fact that she lived with Yisrael doesn't passel her from eating truma because there was no marriage over here. Ibra, what happens if she becomes mu'uberes? She becomes pregnant to that Yisrael, who from that point on, loy toichu b'truma. Why not? Because if, in fact, she ever gives birth to a full-term normal baby, what's going to happen is she's now going to be the mother.
Zera Yeshla.
Exactly. Now she'll be a Zera Yeshla. She has a child who is Yisrael. Being the mommy of Yisrael will now passel her from eating the truma.
Forever.
That was the Mishnah of Zion and Beis. We had that.
Exactly. Well, we're allowed to do a little chazara.
Okay.
Yeah?
Is that for
Now that's going to be the next case. If you have a coin, that's going to be the next line. If he was a coin and she's a Bas Yisrael, if she is Muberes, we'll see in a moment. Anyway, Ibra lo yisrael b'truma. Now, what happens if nechtachu uber b'me'eho? What happens if somehow or other there was a miscarriage where the child, the uber insider b'nei me'ayim, fell apart, and the doctors see with a sonogram and this uber is not a viable baby. So even before the baby becomes a nephil, in other words, even before the baby comes out, toichel, she's allowed to go and eat again because nothing happened. But now let's talk about the reverse case. Hare, it says, Hoya, Hare koyin shebal basi. So what happens if the purpose who lived with her in sin, the person who lived with her in sin, in other words, through oines upitoi, shebo'al bas Yisrael. Once again, we said in the Mishnah, le'toichel betruma. That's how we started off the Mishnah. It was oines umafata. You cannot be machel betruma based on just living together. There's got to be marriage. So, yekoin shebo'al bas Yisrael, le'toichel betruma. Ibra, if she becomes muberes, le'toichel, the vowel she cannot eat, because the vowel she doesn't have a child who is a koin. However, Yolda, if she has a child from this non-marriage, from living with a kohen, then she is able to eat. Why is she able to eat? Because it says in the pasuk, "Vilid beisoy heim yoichlu belachmoy," and the Gemara darshan, "Vilid beisoy heim yachilu belachmoy." If she has a yilid bayis, meaning from the shevet hakahuna, she has a yolud, she has a child, then she's able to go and eat. Nimtza says the Gemara, koichoy shel ben, godol mishel av, that the son's koich is stronger than the av's koich. What does the Gemara mean? Because when the kohen lived with her in sin, through oines umefata, he was not able to be machal her betruma. But the ben that was born to that illegal, sinful union, guess what? Is Machel to his mother, and so therefore we see that the Ben's koyach is stronger than the Av's koyach. Now let's talk about another case, Ho'evet, which we touched on earlier on in the Gemara today. Ho'evet poisel mishem bia, veina poisel mishem zera. An Eved passels, in other words, if an Eved marries, lives with a Bas Koyin, Bas Levi, Bas Yisrael, they become posel. That was the drasha that we had. That's how we started off today's stuff. So Eved passes. However, if the Eved is a Zera, he does not passel. what does that mean if the Eved is a Zera? Ketzad, again, a pretty straightforward case. It's an unfortunate case, but it's a straightforward case. Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, or a Bas Kohen marries a Yisrael. V'yoldei menu ben, and in either case, a child was born. V'holecha ben, v'nichbash al hashivcha. And this ben went, and he was nichbash. Nichbash means that it's similar to the Yiddish word to kvetch, and therefore perhaps these are the same etymology, the same root, that he went and stuck himself on a shivcha. The reason why the Mishnah uses that expression, stuck himself, because we want to say that there was no marriage over here. It's even, if you will, less than oinis mafata. He decided he wants to live with a shivcha, so he lived with a shivcha. Nichbash al shivcha.
He violated her.
He violated her, even if it was consensual. The point is that he's an osvor for ben going marry shivcha. Bah. Anyway, so what happens? V'yoldei menu ben, and now they in turn have a child. And that child, of course, is Harizah Eved. Why is it an Eved? Because he's born to a Shivcha. And by Shivcha it says, Ho'isha vila del, tia ladein now. And therefore this Eved has no yachas, no chayis, no yichus vis-a-vis Jews. He's an Eved. So what happens now? So let's now go back to the original case, the Bas Yisrael, the Koyin, or Bas Koyin, the Yisrael. How is this Eved related to that Bas Yisrael or the Bas Koyin? He's an Einiko, right? He's a grandson. Because the Bas Yisrael to Koyin, or the Bas Koyin, the Yisrael, they already had a ben, and it was the ben that went and lived with the Shivcha, and now that ben in turn had his own ben, but that ben was an Eved. So the Eved is now an Einiko of the original Bas Yisrael or the Bas Koyin. Ah! So he's the aim of the Bas Yisrael Koyin. If the grandmother that we're talking about that got married initially was a Bas Yisrael Koyin, so now she says to herself, oh, I have Zera from my Koyin. Now the din of a Bas Yisrael being able to go and eat from Truma applies not only by a son or a daughter, but even by an Einikel. And here what happened was, when the son was around, obviously the Bas Yisrael Lekoyin was able to go and eat truma. Vilid beisoy heim yachilu belachmoy. She was able to eat bischus that son. However, the son passed away, and the only one that's left is the einikel, and that einikel is nebachan eved loytoichel betruma. That eved cannot go and feed his grandmother betruma because he's not considered to be alive. It's as if he's nobody. The Behemah Ba'alma is a zero. Zero, so then she doesn't have any living legacy, any progeny, any children from the Kohen. That Eved doesn't count. And vice versa. What happens if a Bas Kohen li Yisrael? Okay, so normally the Bas Kohen would be disqualified by the fact that she has now children from the Yisrael. No toichel b'truma. She can continue eating truma. She's a Bas Kohen. She can go back to her parents' home and can eat in truma. Aye, but she has an einikel from the Yisrael. That einikel is meaningless. Okay, so that's how the...
We said a momser, though.
That's the next case. Oh, get involved.
Look at the next case.
Brother Shai, thank you for the beautiful segue. A shivcha is the same as an eved, but this is a female eved, and the eved is a male eved.
Gotcha, thank you.
No problem. And we continue on to a momser. He's poisel umaachel. What does that mean? Keitzer. Bas Yisrael lekoin. Ubas koin li Yisrael, like we just said now. Biol dehemen ubas, and they had a daughter. V'holcha bas, v'nis is le'eved, or le'ayvi kichovim, v'yol de'imenu ben, and we're going according to the Mandiyomer that holds that the child of an eved or ayvi kichovim, harizeh mamzer. Oh, so now who has this mamzer? This bas koin li Yisrael, or the bas Yisrael, the koin, have an einikel who's a mamzer. So he said, "Aim imoy bas Yisrael the koyin." It was a bas Yisrael that went and married a koyin. Toichel betruma, she can go and eat truma because of her einikel, the mamzer. Even though he's a mamzer, abal ha'maisa, he's from Zera Kohuna, and he counts. He's not like the eved that doesn't count. This is meaningful. Nebuch, he's a mamzer. Toichel betruma. Faket a bas koyin li Yisrael, since she married Yisrael, loy toichel betruma because she has an einikel from the Yisrael who's a mamzer. And that's what we mean that the mamzer is poisel umach. And now we have a very, very fascinating case of a Kohen Gadol. Pamshu Poisel. A Kohen Gadol can go and passel his grandmother from eating truma. Really? How could that be? So to Marketza, you have a Bas Kohen who married a Yisrael. V'yol dehe menu Bas. Okay, so now by the fact that the Bas Koyin has a Bas from the Yisrael, at this point she's disqualified from eating Truma. After all, she's married to a Yisrael. The Olcha Bas v'nisis l'Koyin. The Bas now married a Koyin. No problem with that. And the old Amenu Ben. And they in turn had a Ben. So that Ben, of course, is an Einikel of the original Bas Koyin Li Yisrael. Since this is a Zera of Yisrael, the Bas Koyin cannot go and eat Truma. Even though the Einikel that we're talking about is himself a Koyin. Why? Because it's the product of a Bas who married a Koyin, and so therefore the child is a Koyin. Not only that, says the Mishnah, how does a Roy Leois Koyin Godel, Oyimun Mishamish Al Gabim Mizbeach, assuming that he has all of the malice that a Koyin Godel requires, and in the second base of media, assuming he had enough money, he could have become a Koyin Godel. So what happens now? Machalis Imoy, his mother is able to go and eat because his mother is married to a Koyin, and therefore Vilid Beisoy Hem Yachilu Belachmoy. Upoisel Emimoy, but the grandmother cannot eat because the grandmother produced this Koyin Gadol by marrying a Yisrael. And therefore the Bas Koyin has Yisrael who has children, so she has Yisrael children, even though one of them is a Koyin Gadol. That passes her from eating Truma. Zoise Meres. And now this grandmother says in her desperation, Loi kibini koyin gadol. Rashi says, Lo yirbu kemoise bi Yisrael. We should never have such kehanim gedoilim. Shul poislani mina truma. Can you imagine the chutzpah of my einikel? I was born a bas koyin, and I was able to go and eat truma. And now that I have an einikel who's a koyin gadol, I'm not allowed to eat truma. Of course, the reason is because he's the einikel of the Yisrael to whom she is married. But Lamaisa, if there wouldn't be such a einikel as Koyin Gadol, and if she didn't have any children, in other words, the earlier one, the Bas, also passed away, then she'd be able to go and eat Truma. So by the fact that the Bas passed away, but she still has the Koyin Gadol unfortunately messes up, inhibits her, restricts her, limits her, disqualifies her, that she's not going to eat from Truma, and therefore she said, we shouldn't get to such Kehanim Gidol. Somebody had a question?
Why, I understand, why is it so, we shouldn't get such Koyin Gadol? I mean, they didn't, what was done by Yisrael here?
Nothing.
So why?
It's a legal consequence. He's unhappy with the consequence.
Okay, but, you know, shouldn't have such a question.
We're not saying.
This guy was the greatest, this was...
he was the best Koyin Gadol. Even better, perhaps. But look at the last Rashi, right before they get to the Gemara. See Rashi, about halfway down the wide lines of the Gemara. So Rashi, Vizois, right before the Gemara, Vizois, Ho'isha Oimeres, this grandmother says, Loi kibni koyin gadol, kaloima lo yirbu kamoisai. We don't need such kahanim gedoilim, who, on the one hand, they are the prince, the king among all the Shevet HaKohuna. And guess what? And me, the grandmother, I'm not allowed to eat Truma because of him. Who needs such Kehanim Gedoilim?
He's talking about herself, not about the Am Yisrael. He's talking about herself.
You know what? She should be proud.
She's selfish. She's selfish about the fact she can't eat Truma, which is
too ridiculous. Say we shouldn't have such grandmothers. Not that we shouldn't have such Kehanim Gedoilim.
Okay, anyway, the one wants to kind of end off kind of maybe on a lighter note. Okay, Zok Dimar. We started off the Mishnah talking about a shoyter, that if a shoyter were to go marry a Jewish girl, it's a meaningless marriage, and loy poisel v'loy machil. Says Dimar, in fact, we have a braisa which is directly on point, the shoyter or the katan, as opposed to the cheresh. You had the cheresh in the previous Mishnah, as you recall. Shenosu noshim, that went and married women, umeisu, and then the shoyta or the cotton passed away. The shoyseyin peturois min chalitza umen hayivim. Even though the shoyta the cotton left behind a number of brothers, there's no din of yibum. Why not? Because the shoyta's marriage or the cotton's marriage were legally meaningless. It's as if they never got married. So now they passed away. Okay, so they passed away. Nothing happened. There was a nice levayin. They were buried in the Beis HaChaim, very beautiful places, but they were never married. Since they were never married, their women do not have a din of chalitza or yibum. Zogti Moravait. Now we go back to the Mishnah. We explore again some of the cases. Ketzad. Hari Yisrael shebo al bas koyin toichal betruma. If you have Yisrael, then bo al bas koyin. Remember the Rashi said on the Omer Aleph, we're not talking about with the benefit of Kiddushin, we're talking about an oinus umafata situation. So you had Yisrael who lived with the bas koyin. So toichal betruma, she can continue eating truma because that she lived with Yisrael. not a nice thing to do, but there was no marriage, and therefore she can continue eating truma. Ibra, if she becomes uberes, loy teichar. Then she should not eat because she might eventually have a child. Aha, okay.
I'm just bothered by this, though.
Why are you bothered?
In the whole time we talk about she gets pregnant, we don't we have the principle of uber yerech imo? Why is the pregnancy suspending things? It's still bothering me. It's been bothering me for a few days. So
that's all I thought for years. Yeah, a few days, it should take a favor.
No, but why is the case if uber is yerech imo?
Yeah.
Why is the uber at all a consideration here? If it's yerech imo, then she has 10 fingers too. Why should that stop her from taking truma?
This young lady happens to be a bas koyin,
right?
And
she's pregnant by Yisrael.
Yisrael. Yeah. If the fetus inside turns out to be a viable child, right. So now she's the mother of Yisrael. So,
but she's not a mother. She's a pregnant woman. That's all my point. She's not a mother. My question is, while she's eating truma, the uber, which is a zar inside her, is being nourished by the truma. Is that it?
And the reason why is, if you go back to Samach Zayin Amid Beis, which perhaps you didn't learn yet because many of the people that learned Shabbos' blood started from the Mishnah, right after the Mishnah says, Uber, Ibas Koyin Li Yisraeli, Pasalah, even though there's just an Uber Mu'uberes, why? Because it says in the Pasuk, Veshaval Beisaviyah Kinu Reha, Parat Lemu'uberes, it's got to be like her Shnoi San Urim, when she was single, when she was not living, marrying, not having a...
She's not the partial of Nahr anymore once she's embarrassed.
Exactly.
Okay,
she's no longer Kinura.
Thank you.
Getting back to our Gemara now. So what do we just say now? Kiva di Ibra lo Yisoichal, you acknowledge that once this Bas Koyin marries the Yisrael, not marries, lives with the Yisrael, even though had there not been any zera, no problem, she could continue eating truma. However, if she becomes embarrassed, lo Yitoichal, she shouldn't go and eat truma. Ah, so kim the ibra loy toichal leichush shema ibra. So even if she did not become uberes, just the fact that they lived together, maybe she became uberes as a result of living together, and therefore maybe we should be concerned. Mi loy tanan, didn't we learn earlier in our Mishnah, in our Mesechta, mafrishin oisem gimel chadashim shema uboresei? That was talking about a somewhat of a tragic situation where you had two men who went and married two women. However, when it came time for bia, there was a mix-up, and each one of the men lived with the other woman. And therefore, they now want to get back. In the morning, they realize their mistake, and now they wanted to go and once again live with their real wives. So the Mishnah said over there, wait 3 months. You know why? Because maybe it's going to go and turn out that one of them is pregnant, or both of them are pregnant, and everybody will assume that the pregnancy is from the real husband, but maybe since they lived one night by mistake with someone else, maybe in fact it's an ashes-ish situation, and the children, rachman al-salam, ammam. So you gotta hold off. Don't allow them to reunite with their husbands until this clears up after 3 months. So stay over here too. Let's wait and see what happens after 3 months. So just the fact that they live together, that should be enough to put them on guard and say, don't eat from truma for the next 3 months. The Chachamim, after all, there's no din in the Torah mafrishin gimel chadashim. That's a din of gzeira midrabanan. So when did the Rabbanim made that gzeira? We're talking about yichas. We're talking about chasishon potential of mamzeirim. Mamzeirim, that's a real bad situation. So we want to establish what happened. Zera of the Rishon, Zera of the Shani. We said, wait 3 months. Letruma lechashu, worst comes to worst, she eats truma. Avad, it's halav, it's terrible. Yeah, I agree with you. But they didn't make gzeira because of truma. Frank Timo, letruma lechashu, is that true? But Tanya, how is the kitach shah achas, koinim le misasi, asur lechon betruma miyad? What happens if you have a koin who's married to Bas Yisrael, and therefore she has been eating truma throughout the marriage, and now he says to her, I'm giving you a get, and the get should not be chal now, it should be chal 1 hour before I pass away. We don't know, of course, when he's going to pass away. He might pass away in a day, he might pass away in 25 years from now. She cannot eat truma immediately. Why? Because maybe the husband will die in an hour from now. And therefore, we're already within that 1 hour that she's already get, and if she's get, then she's no longer married to a kohen, she can't eat truma. Oh, so I see my truma, I'm choishish that maybe the marriage is no longer. Why don't you go and say, you know, die with Sarasa Mishaita, after all, He might only die in 25 years from now. Why am I worried now? No. So you see, by Trum also Chashishu. Elam Rav Huna, Benisuin Chashishu. Business like Chashishu. They only made Gzedus when you're talking about a full fledged Nisuin, like the case of the two women that were actually married. And unfortunately, there was a mistake in the husbands. Or this new case, Arzagita Shoachas, real Nisuin. But business like Chashishu, when you're talking about a Maisis Nus, they weren't Chashish. No, why weren't they Chashish, says Rashi? Because whenever you have a Maisis Nus, the woman does not want to become pregnant.
She takes precautions.
Or either precautions, or she takes post cautions. What are the post cautions? She's mahapechas a few times to try to go and to make sure that the zera is not niklat. What's the lotion of the Rashi? You see the second wide line. Kidekaimalan, like we've had earlier, Isha Mizanim mishapechas. She does somersaults or whatever she does, not to become. That's misapechas means cartwheels, whatever. So she shouldn't become pregnant. Whether or not it's effective is a different story. But the point is, that's what she tries to do. So therefore, I'm not choishish that she's going to become pregnant. If she becomes pregnant, she's pregnant. But I'm not choishish.
You can predate a get.
You're not predating it.
You're saying what?
You're post-effecting it. In other words, you can go and give a get now and say it should not be effective now. It should be effective tomorrow, next week, a month, a year, or in this case, 1 hour before he passes away.
And that's mutter.
That's mutter. You can. It's not recommended, especially if the husband and wife are in good terms. It's not recommended. If you're wondering why would a husband give such a get, because the husband has, unfortunately, a brother who's a nasty individual. And unfortunately, this husband and wife have not had children, and he's afraid that maybe they will never have children. And then when he passes away, what's going to happen? She's going to fall leave to the... And the brother might be an extortionist. He says, you give me $1 million, I'll get... Otherwise, no. So he says, you know what? I give you a get now that it should be chal a minute or an hour before I pass away. So therefore, when he does pass away, she will not be an almana, she'll be a grusha. And a grusha doesn't fall leave. It's a good idea? Excellent. Frank Dimara Nisuan Mi Khoshu, we just said Nisun Khoshu, Zusle Khoshu. Frank Nisuan Mi Khoshu, but then you have another Brisa. Baskoin Shinisis Li Israel, who makes. What happens to Baskoin, who married Israel, and unfortunately they only had a one-nighter, and Nebuch the next morning she wakes up and she finds Nebuch the husband, Nebuch Rachmon Litzlan, passed away. Okay, there's no Yisrael anymore. Toiveles, she goes to the mikveh. The reason why she has to go to the mikveh, says Rashi, because that's the halacha by every woman that lives with her husband. Isha sheyishkav ish oisa shechva zera. It's not noheg today because we don't eat truma today. We don't eat kachim today. But in Yetz Hashem, meheri banabeis mikdash, when a woman lives together with a husband, just like there's the concept of tvilas ezra, that the husband afterwards goes and toivels, there's minha toira, there's a din that the woman has to go and toivel just by the fact that she was engaged in tashmish with her husband. Okay, so she goes to the mikveh, and she cannot eat immediately. Erev at night, Erev Shemesh, she'll be able to go and eat truma. Now the question is, how can you do that? After all, she was married to the Israel, and this is the Israel. Maybe the Israel impregnated her. We're not going to know probably for a while, but we should be noivis, we should be choshish, because it was Nisuin. So how do we allow her to go and eat truma? Maybe she's now going to give birth eventually to a Israel, and then she'll be possible from eating truma.
And an onen can eat truma?
Sorry?
An onen.
An onen can eat truma. Yeah. We have the yes. Zoris v'leina ninus. Right. Yeah, okay. That it says, it's only for the first 40 days after Nebuch, her husband, passes away. Why 40 days? If it turns out that she didn't become Uberis, and this, certainly she's a Baskoi, no problem. If she did become Uberis at Amboim until 40 days, my Balmi, it's not considered to be a viable fetus. It's just water, if you will, and therefore gunished. So therefore, when it says, Tevelis Vechelis Shumal Arab, it's Takelis. But only for 40 days. After 40 days, she'd have to refrain from eating truma until the end of 3 months to determine whether or not she actually became pregnant. And it's Gemaras like that which are the basis for a lot of the modern-day halachas that involve abortions, whether or not halachically one can have an abortion within the first 40 days. No abortion is considered to be a lechatchila. The question is, what happens if there are other complicating factors? For instance, if the woman... The sonogram shows that the child Nebuch is deformed, it's a problem, the child's going to die, whatever.
Days, there's nothing to see.
I'm sorry?
First 40 days is not.
Apparently, there's from you can't see anything, but from the cells, from the liquids,
amniocentesis,
exactly, are able to go and tell certain things. Anyway, one should never have the shaila, she didn't have the problems, but the modern day poskim, Kateri poskim, Moshe has a lot about things of this nature.
Raped or something.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, that's ayin shom in the poskim. If chas v'shalom this ever happens, you have to speak to a competent Orthodox
very
poskim.
Competent.
Very competent. Capital Z. Amalei Abaye. Ihochi Eima Sefer. Let's go and see the Sefer of that Brisa. The Brisa that said the Bas Koyin Shnisa from Yisrael the Mace Tevelus Vecheles Bishuk says in that Brisa Hooker Ubra B'Miel. If it turns out, yes, it's true. The Bas Koyin Shnisa from Yisrael she can only eat Truma Miyad LaErev. Yeah, no problem. But what happens if Taka 3 months later we see that she became pregnant from that original Yisrael? She's going to have to pay for all of the truma that she's eaten over the last 3 months
with a
choymish, because after all, she's disqualified from eating. She went and she was married to Yisrael, so she was not allowed to eat. She's going to have to pay for all of that truma. Freiti Mora, why? For the first 40 days, she shouldn't have to go and pay, because the first 40 days, if she's not Mubaris, she's not Mubaris, and if she was Mubaris, it doesn't make a difference. It's meaningless. Says Imo, you're right. My Mikul Kelis ad Arboim, that you only go back to the first 40 days. Now, the first 40 days, she gets a freebie. She can continue eating Truma because she's a Baskoyan.
Post 40 days,
until the end of 3 months. At the end of 3 months, if we discover that she's Takamu Beres, she's only going to have to pay from the 40 until the 90, during that 50-day period. She won't have to pay for the first 40 days. She was entitled to eat Truma then. Good. Nushtiko. Itmar. Habo al Arusasi Bebeis Chamav. A Orus who lived with his Arusa. And we're not talking about in Yehuda. Right. We're talking about outside Yehuda. What he did was
illegal,
was wrong, but he did it. What happens now? If subsequently she has a child, Rav Omer Havlad Mamzer. Wow. Shmuel Omer Havlad Shtuki. Shtuki means it's a Sufik Mamzer. Now, why would Rav say Havlad Mamzer? After all, it's the Oris and the Arusa. Okay, it's not a nice thing to do. Makes a Vlad Mamzer. Omer Rav Mestam Milton Rav, the Daima Mi Alma. It's talking about that people were talking about this young lady that unfortunately she was no hegish, she conducted herself behefkerus. And not only did she live with her orus, but people are saying she also lived with Yankel, Beryl, and Shmerel as well. The best raya is, you see that she's a hefkedika girl, she lives with orus, she shouldn't have lived with orus, she should have waited until Nisuin. So, the daima mi'alma, the word is out there that unfortunately she is a chashuda of living with men.
How would you translate daima?
Daima is from a lotion of the domim and the people that speak, the gossipers that speak there in the local community, that she is the subject of their gossip. Avaloi daima mi alma, but if nobody said anything about her, and everybody assumes that she's a fine young lady, the basu didation in lay. They will just assume that if in fact she becomes pregnant, she has a child, that it's in fact from her orus. No reason why she should have suspected it's from somebody else. How do I know to say this? Diktani, we learned in our Mishnah, Yolda Toichal. We said in our Mishnah that if eventually she gives birth, in other words, a Bas Yisrael who lived with a Kayin, and then after that, even though it was Oynes Upitui, but eventually she had a child, Toichal, because she's Vilid Beisoy, she's the mother of a Kayin. Hey Chidami. Now, what was the case about? We're talking about Oynes Umafata. Mafata means that they lived consensually. If she lived consensually with this fellow, she might have lived consensually with other fellows as well. If Daima Amla, if people are gossiping about her that she is such a hefkadika girl, why should she be able to eat? Who said that she got the child from the kohen with whom she lived? Maybe she was with Yankel, Beryl, Shmerel, who are not kohen. The people are only talking and gossiping that she lived with this fellow. It was a one-time thing or a multiple-time thing, but only with him, not with anybody else.
She was exclusive.
Exclusive, yeah. And therefore, since she was exclusive, that's the reason why we assume that this was the kohen. Ah, says the Gemara now, says Rava, I can make as a coach game. Mahosam to Lahai Isura, Ulahai Isura, going and marrying with any one of the potential men, they're all Osir. They didn't have the benefit of Kiddushin of Nisuin. Basra Didei Shadinale. But nevertheless, it says in our Mishnah, we're going to assume that it was this Mafata, about whom we are aware, and we're going to say that that's from him, and therefore she can eat Truma. Hochad Lahai Isura, Lahai Ateira, here where everybody else she's Osir to, after all, she's an Arusa, and to her husband, she's Mutter, not that she's Mutter at this moment, but she will become Mutter at the time of Nisuin. Like Koshkin, certainly we should go and assume that the child is from him and not from anybody else. No, even though people are suspecting that it's from him, even though people are not suspecting that she has lived with other, in other words, there's no gossip in the community that she lived with other, my time, what's the reason? Even though I didn't know, didn't say on her shidduch resume that she lives with other people, but it's clear that she's a mufkeres. After all, she lived with the oris, you know, I live with the oris. So if she lived with him, presumably, or possibly, she lived with others. And therefore, you have no raya that that's what Rav holds. Aye, we said in our Mishnah that Toichal, you know why she had the consensual relationship with that particular person? There was nobody else around. They were both locked together in a cage, locked together in a jail, and there was nobody else around.
That doesn't make sense. It was a jailer, and if it was if they were in Beis Asurim, it's not solitary confinement on an island somewhere. No one else is there.
Right.
If they're
the Gemara is assuming that they're the only two guys in town. There's nobody else around. Since that's what Abaye is saying. That our Mishnah, when it says that she's able to eat, is talking about where it's an exclusive situation. There are no other men in the picture. Why? They're on a desert island. They happen to be in the jail.
Beis Asurim sounds like there's a jailer, and a jailer is someone.
Yeah, you're right.
She would appeal to him with favors.
And maybe that's the reason why Rava disagrees with the Abaye, and Rava learns the way he does. Anyway, Ikriyami, that was the first version. The first version means that we spoke about, that we know for sure, the Bo al Arusase, right? That's how we start off. Itma Habal Arusase Bechama. If we know for a fact that the Oris lived with the Arusa, we're not going to assume that there were other men in her life. We'll assume it was only that man, and therefore, if they have a child, it's from the Oris. And if the Oris happens to be a coin, she'll be able to go and eat Truma, and there won't be a Mamzeris issue. V'hochi Itmar. So when did Rav say it's a Mamzer? Arusa Shibra. Oh, Arusa became Muberes, and I don't know from whom she became Muberes. Rabba Vlad Mamzer, I have to assume the worst. Ushmulam Avlad Shtuki, it's a Sophic. Omerova, and once again, the Stavadil to Rav, when did Rav say, Vlad Mamzer, to Loi Daima Mine, Vidaima Mi Alma, that people were not suspecting that she lived with her husband, and we didn't know anything, right? This Ikariyamri is talking about that we don't know that the Oris lived with her husband. So Loi Daima Mine, there was no gossiping in the town that she lived together with her Arus. But however, there was a lot of gossip, and unfortunately, she dreizach too much among some other suspicious characters, other men. Top of the Amid. Al Daima Minei. However, if people were suspecting that she lived with her Arus, Avagav the Daima Alma, even though she was suspected of living with other men, Basa Didei Shadinale, I would still be Mekel and say, we will assume it's from him, even though people are suspecting her and gossiping that she lived with other guys. But if we Daimon Minei, if there's a suspicion that she may have lived with her husband, we will assume that she lived with her husband as opposed to anybody else. Omrav Minu Aminu, how do I know Diktani? Like we learned in the Mishnah, Yolda Toicha, but the case of Mafata or Ma'anis, we say she's able to eat. Hey Chidami, Ilemid the Daimon Minei, Vulei Daimon Mialma, we're only suspecting that she lived with this one guy and not anybody else. So what's the Chiddush? If this is a Bas Yisrael and lived together with a coin, and we don't suspect her of living with anybody else, no, of course, if and then eventually she has a child, the Toicha, because it's from the coin. Elulav, so what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, the Toicha? The diamond Nami Mialma, that even though people are suspected of her living not only with a coin, but others as well, nevertheless, she can eat. Umahosam, the Lahai Isura, Lahai Isura, sighed to the person with whom she had or anybody else in the world, all of them are not b'derech heter. There's no benefit of kiddusha. Just says usher across the board. But masri today should be only. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says. But since I know about this incident of the oinus umafata, I'm going to assume that it's from this fellow, from this kohen, and therefore, if she has a child, toichal. Here we're talking about an oras varusa like Oshkin, that even though it's daima me alma, as long as it's ulta daima minay, that we're suspecting that she lives with her husband, we're going to be toiler that it is the husband and not anybody else. No, nishkarai lo ilam eim lachaleicha the daima me alma abagav the daima minay. Then the case of daima alma, even though daima minay, we would say that's a Vlad according to Rav, Omar Rav, Havlad Mamzer. It says in the Mishnah that we can assume it's from this fellow as opposed to anybody else. Masnizim below Daima Klal. It's talking about that there was no gossiping at all in the community. Nobody spoke about anyone. We just happened to find out that unfortunately she had Oinus Mafata with this particular individual. In such a case, then Toichal. But otherwise, if we had no information, no suspicions, no gossip, then we would not say that. And with that, we conclude today's Gemara, and have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai.